The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Morning. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Gene Grainer, President of Heartland Investor Services, Heartland Investor Capital Management, taking time out for today and possibly tomorrow if I'm not thrown off before then. If Todd thinks it's okay, I'll stick around.
Oh, you're fine.
And Todd Mitchell is here with me.
The president of absolutely nothing.
Oh, you're the president of your home, your domain now.
No, I'm not. That's Carrie.
You're a domesticated animal now.
Carrie's the president of the home. I'm
like I said.
Not even that.
You've been domesticated.
Exactly.
You're not the wild one anymore. 3-day weekend burned up now and behind us. Obviously, I would have appreciated a real hot, warm one to get on the river or something.
And it felt like October, not August. Yes. With that,
yeah, farmers are going nuts trying to get the wheat, you know, harvested before that turns into feed wheat, let alone fertilizer. So that was nice, you know, but it wasn't like wahoo great.
Yeah.
And what was with all that fog again Saturday morning? Wow, it lifted about 10 or 11 o'clock.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just my eyes that kept wiping them.
Mm-hmm. But welcome to North Dakota.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Maybe in Iowa they might have better weather on Labor Day weekend and Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, better football games there.
They get beat better there.
Yeah. What are Andy's feeling today?
Yeah, we'll get into that. We've got that coming up next hour. We'll get into that all right. So, but what did you do yesterday?
Yesterday. I was here pretty much all day yesterday.
Oh, you're the working guy. That's right.
Well, and it's amazing how much you can get done when, you know, the usual people are not there.
Oh, yeah.
Ever do that? Just go into the office and
get
some stuff done?
Done. You get everything done.
Exactly.
Go to work when nobody's working. Yes. That's when you get your work done.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
Now, I had the enjoyment of the girls that needed to get a few things finished up before school started.
And, to school in Bismarck today.
My youngest daughter goes to volleyball practice. I jump on a lawnmower tractor, start, you know, mowing grass, get a phone call. Dad, I broke my ankle. Well, it wasn't that bad, but she sprained her pretty good. So now my neighbors think I'm a weirdo. I've got one pass on my grass mowed. I never got home till dark, and I'm from the emergency room. And now
Gene must not have paid the lawnmower guy.
Ran out of gas, or is running out of gas. And so now, excuse me, but you know, yesterday was National Mow Your Yard Week, at least in my neighborhood. Every lawnmower was going in the afternoon. I finally was prodded to get it done because everybody else was doing it. And then I don't. So.
Gary mowed ours while I was working. I'd like to thank my neighbors next door for, once again, not mowing theirs.
They're so kind.
It's always good to have that one neighbor that is slower than the rest of them, so that if you do slip up and miss a couple of days, you're still not the worst one in the block.
Well, I ended up being that this past weekend now, so I'm the bad
one.
You
get that one swipe.
That one swipe.
Someone must have ran.
I might as well went and wrote my name or something in the grass.
He's making crop circles in his own yard.
My own crop circle. Wasn't the case. So, this is What's on Your Mind or What's on Your Chest or Get It Off My Chest, something like that.
It's all of the above.
So, I got a few things to talk about.
Shoot.
The one thing, and I am posing the question to the audience, and by the way, this is What's on Your Mind, 258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or is it KFAR at clearchannel.com?
Yes.
You can email in as well.
Studio at whatsyourmindradio.com.
Yes. And is this the part where you tell all the stations that are hooked up with us right now? Where are we?
Well, you can't do that?
Well, I can't recite them. Where are we hooked up? KLTC?
As Scott always says, the mothership.
The mothership.
I didn't realize, because it's actually a fathership if you think about the physics part of it.
Okay.
Radio stations are male. Radios are female.
Oh, that's true.
One transits one.
Okay.
So I know, I'm over.
We're the fathership.
Right? AM 1100, the flag in Fargo, 910 KCJB Minot on the delay on 1460 KLTC in the afternoon. And of course, 1090 KTGO.
Plus, we have listeners
on the Western Bakken.
Plus 99.7 FM.
Yep.
And you can listen online through iHeart Radio.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We have a heart.
And it'll be back on if you miss the show in the morning, generally. Of course, now we're getting into sports season. It'll get preempted every once in a while. But the 7 to 9 p.m. Replay, catch that.
Okay. Sure. So here's what's on my mind, and I'll pose it in a question. How do you feel Now, first off, I do have to do a little movement here. What's going on?
I don't feel I think.
You think. Oh, I think it's not. The IRS. ISIS, as you have obviously become aware of.
Not fun of the
ISIS, IRS.
IRS,
what's the difference?
Yeah. The same thing.
Same thing.
One's a little nicer than the other, but not necessarily.
That would be ISIS, yeah.
But can you smell the audit, Gene? Huh?
I can smell it. It's coming. I know it. Anyway, ISIS has become the hybrid of Al-Qaeda. And it has been the offshoot of what Al-Qaeda has failed at. ISIS has excelled at. And ISIS is the kind of operation. People are wondering why when they rolled into Iraq, why hasn't the price of oil gone up, you know, and things like that? Well, first off, the most logical answer is most of the oil fields are in the south after Saddam Hussein was ousted and the Kurds were in the north. Most of the oil production came out of the south. But it's because ISIS, they're a hybrid. They want the money off the oil. So when they took over the oil fields and they took over the refineries, they didn't blow them up like Al-Qaeda did. They keep them. They're taking the revenue sources off them and paying their soldiers, which begs one to differ. Why is President Obama asking the countries of the world to sanction Russian products, Russian oil, when he should be saying, don't buy oil from northern Iraq when ISIS is selling it? But that's not where I'm going. I'm going off on a tangent there. But it's the story to the story. So anyway, the reality is, over the weekend, you've heard how President Obama, earlier in the year, said ISIS is a JV team. Yet he comes out and says, we don't have a plan. I have a question for you to ask you and think if it's okay. Would a junior varsity coach of any team tell his students and players when they're going to take on a formidable foe, we don't have a plan? Would the coach of any college team and NDSU, which are told they're going to get crushed by the Iowa Cyclones, tell his team, we don't have a plan? Well, of course they do. That's why they win. But moving up the ladder, would a CEO of a corporation, a CFO, tell the shareholders when they're swimming in red ink, we don't have a plan? When in fact, they really don't. But would they say that? No. So is it okay for our president, who is the commander-in-chief of what has been the most dominant military force in the world, but is losing stature by the minute, is it okay for that commander-in-chief to come out in a tan suit, which is not a power suit, and which is like giving subliminal cues to the enemy?
He's really up in that tan suit.
Well, he has advisors for everything in the world, and tan is not a power color.
Different today.
So he's, you know, so the point is,
just soften my look.
Yeah. Is it okay? Should we just let it go? For the president to say, we don't have a plan. Because I believe he really does not concern himself with the affairs outside of this country. His administration doesn't. And when you consider all the firings that have been taking place inside the military at the higher echelons, if you take a stand against the president, you're ousted. And so now there's like a political statement being made. We are literally becoming an isolist country, you know, isolating ourselves from the world. And is it a neocon of me? Is that what you're going to say, that I am a warmonger? No. But I do know that if we turn our backs on the world, that's how we got World War I in the first place. And that's how World War II occurred. It was the sinking of the Lusitania that brought us into World War I, and of course, Pearl Harbor that brought us into World War II. And so when the cat's away, the mice will play. ISIS and Putin are now basically dictating how the world wants to evolve. So do we just sit back? Do we take our time and say to ourselves, well, hey, I guess that's just the way it goes. We have to be tolerant. We have to tolerate other people. So if we tolerate other people, why do we have to have things like in Ferguson, Missouri? Why do we have to have SWAT team military-style police forces coming into the neighborhoods to quiet the unrest there? At what point in time...
Especially defend themselves.
Yeah, exactly. So at what point in time do we look to leadership and say, you know what, you're failing. You know what, you need to resign. At what point in time does this country take itself back? Is there any wonder that there's a conversation of what's taking place with this coming elections, that Harry Reid, who has been doing absolutely nothing with the do-nothing Senate, will likely get replaced. It's just the person that comes in place of him, if it's Mitch McConnell, we go forward softly, if we go forward at all against President Obama, because President Obama seems to get his way, or it's the highway for anybody else. So 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550, if you'd like to sound off on that and bring that to anybody's attention. Something else,
three-point low check.
Something else that comes along that we wanted to talk about, and it comes up is the North Dakota surplus continues to grow, and so we have the measure that's coming up where a conservative, conservation organizations would like to get their hand on a big chunk of this money, and I mean this is not a little chunk, this is a big chunk of money, and we did receive an email in from an individual who sounded off on this and his concerns over it. And I do have access to this, and I would like to share this. And this email came in from Kenneth. I don't know if he wants us to use his last name, so I won't. But it's response to the Clean Air, Water, etc. Amendment. And this is Ken's conversation. He says, I occasionally listen to the program on a regular basis, but due to my J-O-B job to pay for everything that this amendment is wanted for, I don't have time to respond. So he's doing so here. Saturday's Tribune.
Hold that thought.
We're going for hard break.
We'll get that right on the other side of the break here on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
As summer winds down, let's make a pact that we'll never go without a lake place again. If you miss the lake life, if you want to come back to the lake life, if you want to do it for the first time, have I got a deal for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. 2 and 3 bedroom lake homes reduced 35%. That's right. The pricing now starts at $150,000, 700 to 1,100 square feet. These are amazing homes. Hassle-free lake living. Call 888-CHASE-06 for your personal tour today. ChaseOnTheLake.com for more information. Tell them Scott sent you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown
try. KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to NessonConsulting.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
After the hours, what's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, brought to you in part by MyPillow. Where's Scott Hennon today? Probably enjoying his pillow. It's a good thing there's a two-for-one deal going on right now, because A, Carrie has stolen mine, or at least usually does, and B, we own cats. Oh. So I've got one MyPillow. If I get two, the two-for-one deal and get two more, We'll have three. That'll make sure I have one, she has one,
and the cat has one.
The cat.
You need a dog. It's like it brings you your slippers.
Promo code Scott. I don't know if they does MyPillow do my slippers. If not, they should. MyPillow.com, or you can call promo code Scott, by the way, to get the deal. 1-800-506-9028. 1-800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow has been selected as the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. To celebrate, MyPillow is offering 2-for-1 on their original classic pillows. 50% off. Get that code Scott, 1-800-506-9028. 800-906-506. Let's try it again. Start at the beginning. 1-800-506-9028. Or MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott for that 50% off savings. Patented interlocking pillow adjusts to any sleep position. How many times have you had to goop that pillow up a little bit to get it to do what you want it to do? And it stays cool. No matter how
I've got to turn it over.
No matter how much you might be sweating. Not this. Get it.
This pillow does.
MyPillow.com. 1-800-506-9028. Promo code Scott for the 50% off. Trust me, Gene Greener. This does. Why do you think Kerry keeps stealing it from me?
Okay.
So check it out.
I'll check it out. MyPillow.com.
All right.
I'll do that.
All right.
Before we went to break, we were discussing, is it okay for the president to make the comments he made? You know, my response was, if he says ISIS is JV in the world, would a JV's captain of a basketball team be okay to tell his the kids that are playing on the team, the basketball players, whatever team he wanted to be, we don't have a plan? Would it be okay for the CEO of a corporation to tell its board of directors and its shareholders, we don't have a plan when swimming in the rink? So the point is it okay for the president of the United States to say, we don't have a plan, as he jots off the next golf game that is scheduled to be with some big contributors? Is it okay? Well, we did get an email in quickly from Marge from Mandan. She writes, I am saddened and sorry to make the below comment, but if Obama's skin was white, it would not be okay with the majority of the things he does and says. The liberal media is so darn afraid to not be what is considered political correctness. Well, Margie, I'm the last thing that's politically correct out there in
that's
the world.
That's true.
But, you know, it really begs the question. Look at what happened to the director of the Democratic Party when he was in Iowa. I forgot his name.
Look what happens to everybody when they go to Iowa.
Anyway, yeah, they pretty much get trounced. Nonetheless, Dean, I can't think of his last name. He was the head of the Democratic Party. Made a run for the president, and he went, yee-haw, or something like that.
Well,
at the end of
scream.
Yeah, scream. And he's done.
I guess
President Obama should have done that, and it'd have been okay. You know?
Okay. Whatever.
What did you infer from that? You know? and why is it okay for
when John Mellencamp played in Des Moines, he had Edwards up there, and the next thing you know, that scandal broke too.
You know, exactly.
Des Moines is a jinx. Don't go there. It's a black hole in earth.
You don't want to be there. You know, and I'll just show you how terrible political correctness is. It's okay to say President W, you know, and they mean it in a disrespecting way. Why can't I say President B.O.? Think about
really?
That.
Really? Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Why is it okay one way, but it's not okay the other way?
Double standard?
That would probably be it. That would be it. Is it possible it's alive and well in some areas of the media? Meh. But not at the Voice of the Northern Plains. No, not here. So anyway, so if you want to sound off on that, 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. I am going to be reading here this email we received from one of the listeners who is busy at his job. He says he's paying for all these amendments they want to pass. And so he writes, and his name is Ken. Saturday's Tribune reports $250 million would have been generated by the current name for this proposed amendment if it had been in place. Are you kidding me? And he couldn't use big enough all caps and exclamation points after it. With the current oil impacts, a few facts need to be reminded. Number one, four counties in western North Dakota are primarily responsible for the oil revenue, and he is correct on that. Two, the legislature has not done nearly enough for these counties in regard to roads, healthcare, education, you name it. Three, the legislature has not done nearly enough for the counties west of U.S. 83 regarding oil impact in the same areas. I'm sure some legislators would have an argument with that. But his fourth one does make points that come out. He said, I have paid property taxes for more than 35 years. Last year was the first year I had an actual decrease in the dollar amount of property tax. The legislature may say they have passed this or that measure to reduce taxes, but each time the local government sees that as an opportunity to increase taxes again. So he is correct about that. You know, it's like, you know, drug habits. If you don't take the drugs away, they just want more and more. And so he is correct, and that's a whole other topic. Yeah, fifth one is, as I have read and listened to the legislative reports over the past few sessions, every time a proposal is made to assist the western counties, number two and three, as reported, Al Carlson and his Red River Valley Bunch, including Rich Mattern and the Democrats, only allow it if they can get their fingers in it as well. This is very true, Ken, very true. Maybe DeValle, he says, needs road construction too. But really, how many of those clowns have actually spent more than a day in Williston or Stanley? And so he brings it to an end. Number six, so before the state spends money on this amendment and before Al and his crew decide what's best for western North Dakota, they better remember where that money is coming from. $250 million on biennium would go a long way in a lot of other areas. So, Ken, thank you for your email and sounding off. I see we have Bill in Amadon calling in. Bill, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Well, basically,
hello, Bill.
Hello, can you hear me, sir? Basically, the problems that President Obama is having with not having plans. When I was in the Corps, if you did not have plans, you did not get promoted. If you weren't able to make decisions, you were drop-kicked, basically.
So would you be saying that it would be a correct assumption that there is a plan from the hierarchy on the military side, it's just he doesn't agree with it, and so since it's not his plan and he doesn't like it, there is no plan?
That is correct. I believe the liberal blind side is the Islams consider this a holy war, and President Obama and the liberals are incapable of admitting such a thing.
That's a possibility. I just can't believe that our military doesn't have some form of contingency plans. There's always some backup plan. And in light of what's coming up here, September 11th, we know what September 11th stands for, but also the Benghazi issue, two-year anniversary, our military had the ability to pull one, if not all four, of those that were killed in that incident. They were just told to stand down, and we still can't get to the truth. And the Obama administration of deny and delay is in place, and that's how they want this to go away.
Exactly. And can I ask one unrelated question?
Go for it. It's what's on your mind.
We bought some property in Slope County, and we put a single-wide mobile home on it because, quite frankly, I didn't want to buy more bills than I could pay.
I'll tell you what, Bill, we got to go into a hard break here. We're going to take you on the other side, and we'll let you start the question then. Okay, Bill? Hang tight. You're listening to What's on Your Mind on KFYR.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
My friends at PetroServe USA are helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. I don't leave town without filling up at PetroServe USA. It's the place with choice at the pump, including the new E15 choice as well. And PetroServe USA is a great place to fill up, too. Not just your tank, your stomach, with the 4-for-4 deal every single day. Hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce soda or a coffee. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, it's a great way to go. 4-for-4 every single day at PetroServe USA. Here's some great specials go all month long. Bag of Bugles, only 99 cents. The Giant Seed Shippers, $1.39. The Mars Standard Bars, 3 for $1. Love those Jack Links 1-ounce sticks. They're only $1.09. Same thing with all the person's candy bars, like the Salt and Nut Roll. Gotta love those. And the Deli Express, $2.99 to $3.59. Your choice of a quarter pounder, cheeseburger, Big Chuck, Cattleman, 100% beef. They're fantastic. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404
800-334-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Well, it's either 32 past the hour or 28 before the hour. Depends on which hour you want to play with. This is What's in Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. It's brought to you by PetroServe USA, home of the $4 for $4 lunch. Flip the calendar up. It is September 2nd, not August 33rd. The September specials that are up now, Mars bars are 3 for $1. Stock up, have some handy. You never know when you're going to need something. Giant Seed Shipper, 139. Jack Links, 106. Or Person Candy Bar. Person? I bet that's supposed to be Pearson, not Person. Yeah. Holy. That's what I thought.
Pearson. Yeah, I love
is
those.
Is there some brand name I'm missing here? Yeah, let's go with Pearson. 109. Bugles, 99 cents. Of course, AliExpress, $2.99 to $3.99. Quarter pound cheeseburger, 100% beef. Big Chuck, Cattleman. Get it? It's PetroServe USA.
And we are back. We're going to go back to Bill. He was posing a question on What's on Your Mind. And so, Bill, thank you for going through the break with us. And start from the beginning your question.
Okay, my wife and I bought a single wide because we do not want single wide mobile home because we do not want to bite off more bills than we can chew. My question is why, at least in Slope County, I do not know if it's statewide, property taxes on a single wide are higher than they are on a double wide.
Wow, that is interesting. Maybe a listener would have an answer for that, but that is interesting.
Yeah, I kind of thought so, and it just raised my eyebrows, so I will let y'all go back to the more important listeners.
All right, Bill, thanks for your update on that. So, back on the ISIS thing, we did read the email off that somebody had sent in. Do you have the Facebook up? I guess we have lots of comments on Facebook. I'm trying to find that here. You know, it's my little first half hour in here.
Facebook.com/Scott Hennin.
Okay, but it won't come up on my screen.
Or you got to log into your Facebook account.
It won't even let me do that. So anyway, I will get to that. I'll get that fixed.
I'll
just kind of coming in here bumping elbows.
Julie, I'll work on it.
So anyway, it was going off on the comment. How come this president gets away with so much? Look what they did to Dan Quayle, Vice President of the United States. He spelled potato wrong, and they basically ended a very promising political career. He had a bright future, and over spelling one word wrong. We got President Obama running for president, and he said he had seen, 53 states or 57 states? That didn't end his campaign. He had made so many gaffes, he continued to be president. I mean, on his way, it was like it was destined to be. And so at what point in time does the media step back and just say, you know what, it's time to call a heart, a spade, a club, whatever. Notice how politically correct I was. I was going to say spade, but I went off.
I wonder if Facebook's down because now I can't.
I think Facebook's down. Yeah, I can't get on.
Yeah, because I was on and now I can't get on.
There was a bunch of comments. You know,
it's possible.
Well,
see what happens? You chase everybody to Facebook and you crash.
I crashed Facebook. I crashed. Todd and Gene Cash crashed Facebook. Yeah, we did. The guy got tired with iCloud. He moved over to Facebook. He probably heard my picture
maybe,
was there.
Maybe that's where all the celebrities are putting their little secret pictures so that nobody... Yeah, okay, whatever.
Can you believe that, iCloud? I knew the moment I heard you could do this, why would I want to store my private stuff on...
exactly.
In a cloud.
Oh, nobody will ever hack that. Yeah, okay, sure.
Where an airliner could hit it, you know, and it's just like, are you kidding me? That's going to be secure? If it's not in my house, off the internet, I do not consider it secure. So, I guess that was a... Any good pictures, though? I haven't heard. I just heard pictures were exposed as people were exposed.
You know what? Don't put it. And you know what? You're never going to find one of those pictures of me. You know why? They've never been taken.
Oh.
That's one way to keep from having them floating around.
It's called a Polaroid.
I do what real people do. I Photoshop my body or my head on a much better body.
Well, you need to take advantage of those cutouts when you walk by at the zoo or something
exactly.
Like that, you know. They have these He-Mans, you know, with the cutout for your face.
All
now,
right.
That's the photo you want to get out.
I'm sure that's what Julie Fedorchek called to be on the show about is which body she wants to use for her head.
Her Facebook, yeah.
For the Photoshop, so we can
that would
hack into her account and stuff like that. Yeah,
that would be correct. So 2-580-550-1-800-228-0550. As the two topics we're discussing this hour is about ISIS and how... Oh, I see Facebook is popping back up. ISIS.
There we go.
And how the realities of our president acting, quite frankly, JV over the threat that ISIS is becoming. I mean, Rome burned while Nero fiddled. Well, the U.S. has a president that's playing golf, and he's out to golf. And that's what the expression means, out to lunch, out to golf. That's where he's at, because Putin is becoming the dominant force in the world now. ISIS is becoming a dominant force in the world. Europe, well, they're having tea right now, and apparently President Obama is on his way over there to have tea with them. But what's this going to grow to? Did you get logged into Facebook? Because I know we have a lot of comments on there.
Well, we can do that, but Julie Fedorchek is waiting.
Oh, she's waiting. Oh,
guest, so
oh yes, I'm looking at the clock. Again, it's first day.
Yeah, evidently.
First day with the new lips.
We'll see if there's a second
day. They don't stop. And so it's what's on your mind. And joining us is Julie Fedorchek. She's one of the public service commissioners of North Dakota. And some good news is coming its way, she has, about the rail safety and the moving of the ever-increasing amounts of oil that is finding its way through our communities. And Julie, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Thank you for the invitation to be here.
Yes. Update us. As some communities are concerned, ever-increasing loads and the timelines are even quicker between passage. What is happening?
Well, we have a lot of increased traffic on our rail system, as everybody has witnessed themselves in our state. And, in fact, traffic has increased 233% since the year 2000. And so the Public Service Commission has included in its budget proposal to the governor a request for funding to start a supplemental state rail safety program. This program would basically supplement the federal inspectors who are already in North Dakota and working on this issue and primarily responsible for ensuring the safety of the rail system nationwide. Our inspectors would be state employees who would help them do their work and help look for safety defects and any problems that could lead to accidents and public safety concerns in our state and really help assure that the rail system is operating as safely as possible in this era of increased demands and increased traffic from a wide variety of sectors, including energy, but also manufacturing and agriculture, too.
Well, with that, the corporate level, how are they taking these new regulations and such that's being being passed out?
Well, we're not, I want to distinguish here, this is a proposal. It hasn't been funded yet. This will be taken up at the next legislative session starting in January. And so once it's funded, which I'm fairly optimistic and I hope to say confident that the legislature will ultimately fund this plan, then we will go get started hiring the inspectors and training them and getting them on the job. We will not be implementing additional regulations. Those regulations are set at the federal level. So we will will be inspecting to the federal standards that already exist. And so basically this just puts more eyes and feet on the job on every day in North Dakota looking for any potential hazards that could create a problem on a rail system and lead to an accident that would jeopardize the workers or the public.
Okay. I guess my question, I'll repose it. So how is Burlington Northern or other rails, as well as the oil companies that work with getting oil into the rails, how are they feeling about this increased oversight? Are they accepting it as what needs to be done, or is there any conversation about how this is becoming burdensome?
I've met with the railroads, and they said that they didn't see any big problem with it. I don't think that they're thrilled with having more, basically, police on the job.
That's what I'm leading
but
to, yeah.
They're also careful to say they spend an awful lot of time, and they're right. They spend an awful lot of time and money on safety themselves, so I think they're fairly comfortable with their safety efforts, and I think ultimately will welcome the assurance that there's more oversight and efforts to make their system safer. They stand to lose the most with any accident, both in terms of causing harm to the public, also slowing things down on their system causes huge financial losses for them as well. So a safer system is good for the railroads as well. So I think they're fine with it. The oil industry also is supportive. They see the importance of the rail system to their industry and want to support efforts to assure that the system is running safely and that the public is comfortable with how the system is being handled and managed.
Okay, I only bring that question up because when it seems like when you're out talking to the general public outside of a nature is just more talking, not showing up in a political format of any kind. It seems like you get the conversation from people that still say the corporations are putting profit before safety. There still is the push for the dollar, and workload sometimes can be too high, or maintenance is not necessarily top-notch all the time, and that's why I just pose that question, because oil companies, they are doing a lot of good things, but you hear from the workers, there's some oversight that is just left. We'll get to it. Seems how it comes across. So when I hear these proposals, they're all great. So you wonder, how are these companies going to take this extra looking over your shoulder?
Right. You know, and I think it varies with the individual. But I think in general, the industry as a whole, especially the oil industry, has embraced this and is supportive of this and sees it as a way to assure that the system is running safely and smoothly, which ultimately is the most important thing for all involved.
Okay. You know, this is a little off topic, but not too far. Obviously, increased oil production is the hope in this state as it continues. Is there new plans for working? I mean, we can build all the short lines here for pipelines in North Dakota, but if they can't hook up with a major line like the XL pipeline was hoped to become, at what point in time do we say there's too much rail, or we just need another track, or we need the tracks to be built like an interstate system running east and west instead of siding tracks? Is there new conversations coming up on pipeline movements for oil? And something in a grander way that the XL pipeline is failing to bring in hopes in the future?
Absolutely. Well, you bring up two good points. One is the need for the ultimate solution for crude by rail safety, and that is more pipelines. So there is a lot of work underway to develop more pipelines in North Dakota and export pipelines out of the state. So we need the transmission lines through the state and connecting beyond North Dakota's borders to the key markets throughout our country. There are a number of pipeline projects, proposals underway. The Public Service Commission provided a permit for the Enbridge Sandpiper pipeline earlier this summer that would transfer 250,000 barrels per day of Bakken crude oil out of state to markets through Minnesota and out east. There's several other big project proposals to take some large 250,000, 300,000 barrel per day pipelines south.
Julie, we're up at a hard break. We're going to finish this up on the other side. Just hang
Absolutely.
With us and we'll finish about the pipelines. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plant. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Summer's here. That's the good news. Bad news, the bugs are out. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash with a great solution. Megan, how can you help truckers get the bugs out?
Absolutely. We've got a new chemical called Bug Magic that'll get the bugs off. It's included with every wash, and it's also available for retail sale.
What a deal. And they're open 24-7 now. No wait time, especially at night. Just a good time to get in there. 24-7. They're cleaning. They're getting rid of the bugs. Your truck at the North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex and Stanley on the truck bypass.
The thing that I love the most about biking is the freedom. Everything is focused on the bike, my cadence, my breathing, and it's me, and it's the road, and it's the clock, and that's it. You're just riding your bike, and it's one of the greatest feelings in the world. When a customer leaves the store, I want them to be confident that they're going to have a great experience on two wheels. I'm Brent Maynard, and I'm one of the bike experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 258-0550. Time to find out what's on the mind of farms and ranchers at ndfb.org. North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home. Katie, a farmer from Underwood, discusses the ever-increasing presence of the EPA in North Dakota and why people should be concerned about the feds adding an environment crimes office in the state. And do we have Katie?
Well, with the addition of the Environmental Crimes Office in the state of North Dakota, it raises quite a bit of concern. As a farmer and a caretaker of the environment, I believe that the EPA has a hidden agenda. The EPA is currently eyeball deep in proposed regulations that will be oppressive and devastating on agriculture and other energy industries. In addition, they desire to control all water, even that which pools and flows temporarily. The old adage, if you build it, they will come, is true. The EPA has an office, out-of-state employees, but how soon will it be until they have permanent detectives expand their scope of investigation, creating a reason to stay in North Dakota? We need to let the state of North Dakota have oversight, not a federal agency.
Find out what's on the minds of farms and ranchers at ndfb.org, ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home.
And now we continue with Julie Podorchak. Thank you, Julie, for hanging online as we were finishing up the discussion on the planned increased pipelines that are, at least if we can't take it south, we're trying to move east to our markets in Minnesota and other places. And you were talking about what's in place or what you're working at the Public Service Commission.
Yes, and absolutely. There's a couple other big pipeline projects underway to go south and some a little bit west. And those projects will be between 500,000 and 750,000 barrels per day. I'm sorry, south and west towards Chicago. So there's some good pipeline projects in the works, in the plans.
Now, these pipelines, they're not just pushing the problem somewhere else where all this oil is going to be offloaded and hauled by rail again somewhere else. Are they actual to markets that are going to process the oil?
I believe most of them are to markets where they'll process the oil. And there's always the variety that shippers like to have. You know, they like to have options, and those are built into all of these plans. So I wouldn't say that they won't go someplace ever and end up on a rail and being shipped to another market. But that's the kind of flexibility that folks want in the system to get this product where it's most needed. And then you also mentioned about the rail and the need for more railroads, and I think those plans are underway as well. Burlington Northern Santa Fe is actually double tracking this year, more than 100 miles of track between Minot and Williston.
Because you see it in Canada all over the place, a lot of double rail. But yes.
I mean, the railroads see the growth that is occurring in industries that need their line, in energy, in agriculture, and in manufacturing. Those are all seeing a resurgence in North Dakota and in other areas in the country. And so the railroad is, they're having record profits, and they are reinvesting a lot of money into the system to make it better and increase the capacity. And that's going to be good long-term for everybody. I just wish it could happen faster.
Yes, we have about a minute left, and the ag sector is really struggling with the wheat harvest trying to occur, and then, of course, soybean and corn harvest underway later. Rail problems right now, are they going to try to prioritize some ag movement, or is it whoever pays the most gets the car? That's what's staying in place right now. And granted, the railroads are allowed to be in business as a monopoly, so they have to have concessions. Go ahead.
Exactly, and that's what we're going to be asking the Surface Transportation Board later this week in Fargo, pushing on them to make sure that the railroads are taking the proper balance in getting grain and coal and energy products, other energy products, to the market and managing that balance in a way that provides fair service to everybody. That's a big concern and something that we'll be pushing on this week and in coming weeks.
Right. I mean, usually it's the biggest bidder, the best bidder gets the car, but in the case of this, it's a monopoly. So monopolies are allowed to function as long as there are concessions to help others, you know, not just for the best buck. And so, a lot of farmers are getting upset about it.
They have to, they're providing common carrier service to a lot of the ag producers, and they're required under law to provide reasonable service. And so that becomes the key term there, what's reasonable. And there's a lot of farmers who haven't felt that what they've been getting is reasonable, and I would tend to agree when they're waiting for months and months for cars.
Yeah, 9-10 months sometimes for a car that was ordered. Julie Podorchak of the Public Service Commissioner in North Dakota, thank you so much for joining us here today on What's on Your Mind. Look forward to having you again.
Appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Very good. Well, Scott, we kind of burned up an hour a little faster than I thought we would. I got too much to do. So can we hang around another hour and do this? Well, Scott and you and Todd and Neil. I thought he was in the line in the background there. I heard somewhere. He disappeared.
I thought he was there for just a moment. What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part by High Plains Apache, among the first Apache spray dealers to open ET Ag Centers, unique business concept that offers Ag Apache sales and service, application training, and an on-site retail store with more than 50,000 sprayer parts, including the spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, all that stuff you need. With the Anadete Ag Center, They'll be able to offer parts that fit every brand of sprayers, not just Apache. They can fit them all. So make sure you check that out. Like them on Facebook, too. Make sure you pop next time you're on Facebook. Gene, I'll show you how to go on to Facebook.
You show me how to do that. Eventually, I'll join Facebook, yeah.
High Plains Apache. Don't forget they're in Mandan, but if you're over on the eastern side of the state, there is a Fargo location as well. High Plains Apache, one of your proud sponsors of What's on Your Mind. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. More of What's on Your Mind. Gene Grainer filling in for Scott Hennon today and maybe tomorrow. And Todd Mitchell chiming in occasionally from the background, only as much as absolutely necessary.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right, MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six packs of thin cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou blend. It's a Cajun inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat taffy. Made easy at meattaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. Meattaffy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.